So taking unproven advice is it's a lot like downloading a software update from a sketchy pop-up ad.
Oh, yeah. That never ends well.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, you think you're getting a shortcut, but you're really just programming your brain with a virus that's going to crash your system later on.
Exactly. And today, we are clearing out that malware.
We are. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at day six of week four and focusing squarely on law four, which is never take advice on a specific topic from anyone who hasn't proven their high competence.
Right, and our mission today is to get you ready for the day six self-audit.
Yes, but before you even pick up a pen for this audit, we need to talk about the absolute baseline requirement here, which is total unfiltered honesty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because this workbook is entirely private, you know, it's really tempting to sort of soften the blow when you're looking at your own flaws.
It is. As a psychology professor, I see it all the time. People want to protect their self-image.
Right, but from a neurological standpoint, self-deception is just disastrous for what you're trying to achieve here. I mean, when you lie to yourself, your brain is forced to hold two conflicting realities at once.
Which creates a lot of cognitive dissonance.
Exactly. And that dissonance literally burns extra metabolic energy.
Yeah.
It creates this subtle stress response that chemically blocks the very neural pathways we've been trying so hard to build all week.
Wow, so any hedging, like any sugarcoating at all, actively unravels your hard
It
work.
really does. It creates pure cognitive friction.
Okay, so looking at your life with complete honesty, the first hurdle in the audit, questions one and two, is identifying where you are stubbornly trying to figure things out alone.
Which, let's be honest, we all do.
We do. We all have that one area that would improve immediately if we just sought counsel from someone who actually has a proven track record.
Right, so we have to figure out what that gap is, and more importantly, what specific evidence proves someone is truly competent to help us fill it.
Yes, the hard evidence is key.
Well, you know, since we're demanding absolute honesty today, let's put this into practice right now.
Okay.
You study human behavior for a living, right? What is the one thing you are stubbornly refusing to ask for help on?
Oh man. Complex data modeling software, without a doubt.
Wait, really? Data
Oh
modeling?
yeah. I will sit at my desk for hours, clicking through menus, reading obscure forums, and just driving myself completely insane.
Instead of just asking for help.
Exactly. And the irony is, I work on a university campus. If I just walked across the quad and found a statistician, like someone with actual peer-reviewed evidence of their competence, I'd save myself days of frustration.
That is such a perfect example, and that leads right into the next phase of the audit, which is question three, utilizing your network. You know, who in your existing circle can connect you to that statistician?
Right, but finding the right person is only half the battle, which brings us to question four.
Because even if you have the phone number, there's that mental wall.
Exactly, that massive wall that stops me from dialing it. But wait, I want to turn this around on you now.
Oh, fair enough. Go ahead.
You're the neuroscientist here. Do you experience this too, or is your brain somehow immune to this kind of pride? Like, why do we fight so hard against simply asking an expert?
Oh, I am definitely not immune. Not at all. I mean, in the scientific community, there is this intense pressure to be the smartest person in the room.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so when I have to ask a colleague for help, my brain's threat detection system, specifically the amygdala, it interprets that admission of ignorance as a drop in social status.
Wow, so it actually feels like a physical threat.
It really does. Evolutionarily, losing social status meant losing access to resources. So my brain triggers a release of cortisol, which is a literal stress hormone.
That is wild.
Right. I end up wasting precious time trying to protect my ego from what is basically a biological false alarm.
And that biological defense mechanism carries a massive cost, in time, stress, missed opportunities.
So much wasted stress.
So overcoming it means committing to action. And that's question five. The audit asks you to identify just one practical step you can take next week to start building a network of wise counsel.
You have to push past that ego response.
Exactly. And then for question six, as you plan those steps, we look at the subconscious.
Yeah, and you have a really powerful tool at your disposal tonight for that, which is your own sleep cycle.
I love this part.
It's fascinating. The audit asks you to capture the ideas and, you know, those gold nuggets that bubbled up from your subconscious this week. Because when you ask yourself your specific bedtime question every night, you are literally seeding your brain.
Giving it a job to do while you sleep.
Exactly. During slow wave and REM sleep, your brain actively prunes irrelevant data and forms new synaptic connections. It's mining your daily experiences and connecting the dots without your conscious ego getting in the way.
So the moment you wake up, you really have to capture those insights before the waking brain overrides them.
Yes, write them down immediately.
Doing the work means maintaining these mental reps. So for you listening, that means reviewing your custom stack today.
Don't skip it.
Right. Your three code rewrites, your three distill points, and your two quotes. You need to read those exactly three times today.
And of course, keep that subconscious engine running by focusing on tonight's bedtime question. Don't forget that one.
Put in that targeted effort today. Tomorrow is day 7, which is really built to be a light, easy day.
A nice breather.
Exactly, to smoothly transition you into the next law and module. You've done the heavy lifting, now just finish the reps.
And we'll leave you with this to ponder today. If your brain is constantly being physically shaped by the advice it absorbs, whose loud, unproven opinions do you need to evict from your mind today to make room for true wisdom?